Will California continue to see ever larger, more destructive wildfires in the years to come? That question is addressed in a report by CalMatters. And joining us on the KSRO Liveline is Julie Cart, an environmental reporter for CalMatters. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Can you tell us how the climate has impacted the fire season in California?
Well, the climate has a role to play. It's not the only factor. Of course, 7 or 8 years of drought has really played into it. So when fires do start, they start in brush and trees that are just dry kindling, ready to go. Makes it tough.
Definitely. And can you talk a little bit more about California's forests overall and how they contribute to the danger?
Well, there's been obviously a lot of criticism about the way the forests are managed. The president rather famously suggested that we get rakes and clean up our forests and criticized the government here for managing the forests badly. But in fact, most of the forests in California, by far the majority of the forests, are federal forests. So you have this mishmash of private property, state property, very little state property, private ownership, and then these big federal forests, and all of those interests are not aligned. So the budget for federal forestry has been declining. So that means that all of the work that can, you can't do an awful lot to prevent fires, but you can certainly do practices that make them smaller when they happen, less severe. So that's not happening, and all that money is being siphoned into firefighting. So it becomes this cycle that's very difficult to break.
Right. What has the federal government the federal government's approach been to managing forest fires or managing forests up till now?
Well, that's a very long story, Michelle. Mm-hmm. So we start with a century of clear cutting and forestry that forests were managed as a to provide a product, which is timber. That has lessened for lots of reasons, and at the same time, because so many of us are living in this expression that everyone's heard, wildland-urban interface, living either in forests, heavily forested areas, or on the edge of them, it makes the imperative to put out fires quickly that much more urgent. So the federal approach to firefighting is very much like the CAL FIRE approach, which is we're putting out those fires as soon as they occur, right away, because there are too many people in harm's way. And what that does is it allows those fuels, which are really trees, to build up and build up. So they never really burn in a natural way. So again, with the cycle.
Right. What about electricity providers? How have they contributed to the risk of fire danger in California? And is there anything that can be done to mitigate that danger?
Well, the statistic that's a bit elastic is that 1 in 10 fires in California are caused by utility equipment of some kind. We have hundreds of thousands of miles of power lines running through the state in areas where there's a lot of vegetation. It's not just trees, but grass and shrubs and things that get knocked around in the wind. So, they are definitely the cause of fires and most recently some of the most deadly. They are now required, or increasingly required, by the state to mitigate, which is they clear the brush away from the lines. They cut down the trees. There's a lot of technical things they can do with their equipment to make them safer, kind of put metal and gird them so that they're not exposed. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, of course, is to consider undergrounding, to bury some of the lines where that's possible.
Right, and there's also powering down during risky times.
Right, yeah, very controversial.
It is controversial, yes, but sometimes...
If it's your house, it is.
Right, but sometimes you have to weigh what the consequences might be. What about the impact the recent massive wildfires in Paradise and, of course, here in Wine Country have had on the environment?
Oh, it's devastating. It's devastating. So you have air quality issues that linger for days. And on the report that we did, we looked at emergency room visits, and there's a clear spike. So people who already have compromised immune systems, respiratory problems, heart problems, kids with asthma, I mean, it's a huge health issue. And not really a short-term one, a long-term one. Mm-hmm. You have water quality issues because where there are hillsides, all the vegetation's gone now. Nothing holds the soils in. They run down into watercourses. That affects water quality, it affects water quantity, it affects fish and things like that, and gosh, it goes on and on. How much time do you have?
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to talk about that, but I do recommend people check out the CalMatters report because there's a lot in it. Finally, I do want to ask you about, it's hard for people to agree on what to do, but there are some bills that are coming up to address fire danger in California. Can you talk about those just briefly?
Well, it's no surprise that this topic, which is always on the scene in Sacramento, our lawmakers always think about wildfire in California. When you have the deaths, the kind of fatalities and the destruction that's occurred in the last few years, this is it is all anyone is talking about. And then you couple that with the utility stuff. So there are a number of bills. There's a lot to go over, but the big thing probably is for the legislature, and it may end up in the courts, to sort out liability, the responsibility of utilities when their equipment is found to have been responsible for starting a fire. Mm-hmm. And right now, the last year, lawmakers passed a bill that allowed them to, allowed utilities to not to raise money and charge ratepayers to pay that off. So the big concern in Sacramento is the cost and who is paying for it, and it shouldn't be borne, at least on the utility side, it shouldn't be borne by ratepayers. Mm-hmm. So we'll see really what pans out.
Yeah, and there is a full list with links to the different bills that are being considered this next year. Thank you so much for your time, and I do encourage people to check out the article, the report at CalMatters. That is Julie Cart, environmental reporter.